Okay, good morning. We are, we're concluding basically Erev Tavshilin. Okay, just a couple little points where we left off, concluding Erev Tavshilin, concluding Yom Tov. And then we'll begin Chol HaMoed. So again, this goes back to the Siman of Tav Kuf Chaf Zayin. A couple of things pointed out. Again, just wanted to also point out that Erev Tavshilin, and Chazal points out that even Avraham Avinu did it, so we know it's important. Okay, what happens if you have two people who live in the same place? They're roommates, but and they're set, and they keep everything. Basically, they have their own finances, their own, you know, their own food, etc. Two families, even though they live together, everyone agrees. For example, Chayadam, Chazan Ovadia, that they need to do. Each one has to make their own Eruv Tavshilin with the bracha, because they're their own people and their own separate. Okay, the question that we have to deal with is what happens if you are a guest? It's very common. Kids come home, married couples, they go to their parents, and they sleep over, and they eat all their meals by their parents. It's very common. We have guests, you have families, friends, they come, they sleep over, and they move in for Yom Tov and Shabbos. So do the guests, they're essentially not bringing in their own food, they're not coming to cook. They're coming to be guests, and they're sleeping over and they're eating there. But so the question is, do they have to make an Erev Tavshilin? Are they allowed to with or without a bracha? And it's so even if they have no plans to cook or bake whatsoever, we do know it's important either for the purpose of lighting candles. That's a reason why it's lechadchila, we need an Erev Tavshilin to light candles without a bracha. And also, let's say they want to help. They also want to cook. They also want to do malacha. They can help out the balabasta. She can help out the parents, the mother, whatever. So then, they need an Erev, perhaps. So that's the question. So basically, it seems to be, I've done a survey walking up to let's first point out that I think one of the first ones who actually speak about it most directly is the Eshel Avram, Mibuchach. So he points out the minag is you do not need to make a guest, an Erev Tavshilin. The Areach, the guest, does not need to. And that's brought down, Rav Yashiv says that's the minag. It's quoted in his name, Piskei Chuvas, that's the minag. Shulchan Aruch Harav says not necessary. Shomer Shabbos Kilchasa says it's not necessary. Chazan Ovadia. That's okay. In contrast, I saw Rav Karelitz. He says Yechayev. Rav Kornfeld also said that one must do an Erev Tavshilin with or without a bracha. You have a choice. I guess he holds you're allowed to exclude yourself. Let's see. Rav Stern. B'shem Rav Nassan Geshtetinel says you don't need to. Rav Einer says Mikar Din, you don't need to. Just to point out some things. And Piskei Chuvas says you could be Machmer. Well, they basically, everyone says you could be Machmer. And to be Machmer though, anyone who I've seen says it has to be done with a Zikoy. I did see a prominent Rav say that all you have to do is have them in mind. The Baal Bayit just has them in mind and keeps them in mind, and that works. But everybody I've spoken to or written, or anything I've seen written, says clearly they have to do you have to do it through a kinyan. Having somebody in mind doesn't do anything. It's like an Erev Tavshilin we're all familiar with. Or an Erev Tchumin. It doesn't work just to have somebody in mind. They have to own part of that bread. So I don't think having a mind helps. But it must be, if you're going to be machmer, to do like that. If the Mishnah Berurah is a little bit unclear, he leaves it by tzarach iyun. Basically, the Mishnah Berurah leaves it as a tzarach iyun. In short, he's discussing a case where someone works for you and they're there all the time. You can look at it this way and that way, but it's very likely he would say also the same thing by a guest is a tzarach iyun. I also asked Rav Sauer. He told me he believes I think you can ask yourself this. The vast majority of from Jews do not bother making an Erev Tavshilin.
When and or after?
when you're in Areach. Thank you. When you're in Areach. I've asked several from Yidden on the street, including a Reichim and a Sofer, and no one does an Erev Tashilin, whoever I've asked.
And do the Balabakim mezake in those situations?
If you want to be Machmer, then you have to be mezake.
No.
For the Baal HaBayit to make it for you, then the Baal HaBayit has to give it to you. There has to be makane to you. You have to be a partial owner. That we learned.
Not enough.
Clearly not. The Rav Ha'ir doesn't deal with machshava. It also has to be with the mamash kinyan. So that seems to be clear.
Aren't living in his house.
Yeah, but it doesn't work unless you own the bread. If you hold your chayiv to have an Erev Tashilin, then it doesn't work unless you're partial owner and it's done for you.
Why does it work for his wife and children?
So that's from the Yom Shol Shlomo that the Mishnah Berurah does point out. All Yachronim agree. If you live there, you're somech al shulchanam all year long, then everyone agrees, you don't have to make an Erev. The wife and kids are somech al shulchanam all year, kavua. Everyone agrees you're part of the Baal HaBayit, and that's for sure what Chazal had in mind. The only question is, does that same Yom Shol Shlomo, or that same opinion, which everyone holds by, do you extend that to guests who are just there? They have their own bank account, they have their own kitchen, their own house. They're here right now just for a couple days or a week. That's exactly the machlokas. And it's clear, you can make a comparison to Hadlakas Neros, but it's clear it's not the same. Hadlakas Neros is a chiyuv for everyone. To do, it's you need to have light in the room. Many point out, point this out. That's in Yom Tov Sheni Kielchasa. He writes this based on the Kaf HaChaim, Chazanish, and Chas Yitzchak of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. That Eruvei Tashilin, again, it could be a machlokas, but they hold it's not an absolute chiyuv like Hadlakas Neros. It's a mitzvah to do Erev Tavshilin, but it's not a chiyuv the same way of Hadlakas Neros is. It's if you plan to cook and bake and light candles and whatever else, so Chazal said it's a mitzvah for each home to do it. But if you have zero plans to do anything, then there's no chiyuv. So that's, I think, how most learn. Fine. I think we've tackled that for the most part. Hotels. So I think pretty much most, if not all, would say in a hotel, even if you're eating out, since you have your own place and you're sleeping there, and it's not necessarily done for you. So it depends if it's done with you for a kinyan, v'chulei, if it could be done. But generally speaking, the proper thing to do in a hotel is usually to do an Erev Tashilin. Chazon Ovadia, Mishnah Halachos, Ber Moshe, Moadim Zmanim, v'chulei, Piskei Tshuvos, that you should do it without a bracha. Again, but the hotel really depends on the exact situation. Okay? Another separate issue real quick is Yom Tov Sheni for Ben Eretz Yisrael if he goes to Chutz La'aretz. So, let's say it's Thursday, Friday. Friday is Yom Tov Sheni, right? For us living in Eretz Yisrael, if we go to Chutz La'aretz and it's, what do you need to do in Erev Tashilin? So the halacha is, Mishnah Berurah says you do not make an Erev Tavshilin because for you it's an absolute day of Chol Friday. So Friday, if you want to cook from Friday to Shabbos, it's 100% mutter. And you don't have this problem of, people are going to see you because everyone else did the Erev Tavshilin. So it's just a minhag of you have to behave like the people who live in Chutz La'aretz. But the people who live in Chutz La'aretz, they themselves are cooking, so you're allowed to cook. And you were never chayav an Erev Tashilin, but for you, be'etzem, it's really a day of chol. So it'll be a bracha levatala. Okay, so it depends. We'll leave it at.
Then you shouldn't cook though right before Shabbos.
Yesh machmir, yesh mekilim gam bezeh. So it depends. It depends. Okay, but good point. You should behave like them. And what if you're in Ben Chul, you live in Chutz La'aretz all year, but you come to Eretz Yisrael? So then, again, Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, Chazon Ovadia says, you have to make an Erev Tavshilin with the bracha. Because for you, again, it depends how you hold, by one day or 2 days. If you hold your chayiv in 2 days, then you would say an Erev Tavshilin, you would make one and say it with the bracha on on your second day Yontif, even though for Eretz Yisrael it's not, but you're treating it, you're saying Kiddush, you're doing everything. If that's what you're doing, so then that's what you'd be consistent. One other important topic, Erev Tashilin. So we spoke about Erev Tashilin for food. And we say in the Nusach, for all your needs. But it's really machloka in the postgame. Does that include all your needs that are completely irrelevant to Ochel Nefesh? It's one thing if you're preparing, but if it's completely unrelated, let's say, perhaps, again, this is a separate shaila, but if we're machmer for not making beds, you want to make a new bed, take off the sheets or whatever, make the beds, on Friday afternoon, specifically for Shabbos. You want to prepare and roll a Sefer Torah on Friday for Shabbos. You want to move it before Shabbos, on Friday. Let's say from the Yom Tov reading to Shabbos or whatever the story is, or just to move it. Can you do that? Again, nothing to do with food. Folding a talis is another question. Perhaps washing dishes. That's also a question. Do you call that sarche achila or not washing dishes? So anyways, for all these things, the Ran, Magen Avraham, Mishnah Berurah say Aser, and or Zeruah, Mishnah Berurah again, Rabbi Kiva Eger, and Chazon Avadia, I'll say Mutter. So I don't know. Can sarche
a little on that? On
Friday to... Even without an error, right? Because of the but normally he didn't, right? So the creases could be tikkun mana, but that's a separate issue, right? Okay, very good. And fine, we're done with Erev Tashilin. Just one thing in to throw out there that we spoke about briefly was issues of gas. Just real quick, so we have couple types of gas. One is just to make seltzer, and the other one is fuel. So when it comes to those soda machine tanks, making seltzer, so I think all the postgames say it's not a problem to make it. We don't call that nola, it's water, it's just mixing. It's like mixing, whatever, petal with water. If that's mutter for dying, but whatever it is, that's not a problem. Screwing it in and even changing the canisters. So I think all the postgames say as well that's mutter, because you're not doing anything. It's true it squeezes tight, but it's just, you're not fixing the kli. You're just changing the cartridge, and you're not like hammering it in. When there's a takana or a gzera about doing shema yitaka, you can't put pieces of furniture together. That's when you're really hammering it in. It can be with your body. It doesn't have to be with tools. But if hammering it in could be a problem. But here, it's very easy. If any kid can open and close them, it's not an issue.
What about change a gas balloon on the stove?
Sheva Levi, Rosh Hashanah, or let's see, and I'll point out it's for sure mutter. What was that?
Change a gas balloon on the stove.
Okay, so changing a gas stove. So for those, I believe if it's a simple, a simple tank, you're just doing a little tightening of the screw. I believe everyone says it's mutter, but again, you can ask everybody. For sure, Rosh Hashanah says it's mutter. What about the stove, if you have the actual pipe that you hook up to your appliance, not just a little screw knob, but it's a simple thing for a barbecue grill. But let's say you have these pipes or plastic tubes or rubber tubes that you need for the stove. So that, I don't know other countries, in Israel, you have to be a license to do that for legal reasons, but that has no bearing in halacha. A lot of things are just for monopoly or personal gains. But when it comes to actually attach, but it's still not super easy, and you have to attach it. So it depends. Rav Yashiv says it's aser unless you have a goy to hook it up for you. This is relevant not for Shabbos, but this is relevant for Yom Tov because you want to cook with it. So Or Letzion says it's a problem because you're binyan, you're mosif binyan from your house. Different stadium. And if I have it correct, I believe it's Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says it's mutter to attach a pipe from the house of gas to the stovetop. But double check. You have to also make sure everyone's understanding each other's cases. The way it's written, sometimes it's not so clear. But it seems to be a bottom line for stoves to a gas. to your kirayim, to your stovetop, with the proper pipe, but you need, you don't necessarily need tools, but most people will hurt their fingers if you don't use the tool, because they're tight. Depends on the situation, depends on the person, depends if you call it a ma'ase uman or not. So anyways, we'll leave that as a shayla, but yesh v'yesh.
Can I ask a question? Did you have a bad thing?
Yeah, okay. Fine. So let's just start with Chol HaMoed a little bit, so that we can actually start. We start with right in the Mishnah Berurah, it's Chelek Vav, and here we are Taf Kuf Lamed, the beginning of Hilchas Chol HaMoed. All right, this is a basic. This is just an intro siman. So Aleph says Chol HaMoed Asar Biktzat Melachot Umutar Biktzat Biktzatan. So when it comes to Chol HaMoed, there's malachos, and some of them are aser, and some of them are mutter. Haga, lefi tzorach enyan shaya nir chachamim mahatir. And the Ramah points out, it's all based on how the chachamim decided. Okay, that's all it says. Fine. Just to point out, I'm sure there's a lot of different places you can read a good quick intro. I'll just, the Mishnah Berurah, the beginning of... the intro from the Oz V'Hadar edition, but there's a lot of them out there. Just in real brief, it's important to point out. So you have in Chazal some breitos where it points out it's using psukim to show us that certain things are usher to do on Chol HaMoed. So I'll spare you of quoting them all, but just to point out, the question is melachos on Chol HaMoed when they're usher. We're going to learn. Sometimes it's mutter, sometimes it's usher. We just read that, but we're going to learn. So whenever it's aser, is it aser midaraisa, midarabanan? Big machlokas, rishonim, and achronim. It's just good to have in mind, just to get a quick overview. So, thus, the Rashi and the Rif hold its real drashos. In other words, according to the Torah, it's absolutely aser to do many malachos on Chol HaMoed, min ha-Torah. And... But the Torah itself didn't explain itself and express exactly which ones. So we need Chazal to tell us what the Torah had in mind. But in general, most things, again depends, most things are aser min haTorah. Now, to the exact opposite extreme is the Rosh, Tosfos, and the Rambam. And they hold that it's, all these drashos are pure smachtas ba'alma. And every Isra on Chol HaMoed is only Aser Midarabanan. And that is apparently, that's how most understand the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. And that's the general halacha for, according to most Sephardic poskim. Now, there's a middle Shita. I don't believe he came to make a compromise. It happens to be somewhere a little bit in between, a little bit of a combo. It's the Ramban, the Rashba, Ritva, and of course all of them have others, that they hold. The Ramban gets the most credit. So he holds some of the malachos are min haTorah, and some of them are midrabanan. It's not all or none. It depends each case. It depends what it is. Generally speaking, whenever it's a clear Isser malacha, that whenever we learn that the halacha is a clear iser malacha on Chol HaMoed, in general, it's min haTorah. So it's usually going to be min haTorah. However, whenever there's a tzorach for the moed or a davar ha'aved, so then min haTorah, it's 100%, mutter. But Chazal sometimes said that those cases are also aser, such as, in other words, even where it's davar ha'aved and tzorach ha'moed, we're going to see sometimes it's aser if it's tircha yesera, if it's a lot of exertion or too much work, too much time, or a ma'isa uman, or you need an expert to do it. So even by davar and an aved where it's tzorach ha'moed, but you have these cases where it's would be mutter, but it's aser, but it's tircha yesera and ma'isa uman, so those are the cases that are aser derabanan. But most cases, I think most cases are Minatara, according to the Ramban. And fine. And the Mishnah Berurah sides for the most part with the Ramban. But he says, when there's a tzorach gadol, then we can assume either davar aved, or a tzorach hamoed, or a tzorach gadol. He adds the tzorach gadol, then we can all be makel according to the Rambam, who says it's only an eser derabanan. And if it's only an eser derabanan, so then there's more room to be makel in certain cases. And just to point out, the five main categories of malacha that are aser are, number one, when it becomes mutter. So normally malachos would be aser. And Chazal explained there's five main categories when it is mutter. One is whenever it's tzorech ochel nefesh for the holiday. B is whenever it's davar ha'aved, when you're going to lose money, lose your job. Or it's not losing opportunity to make more money. It's when you're actually going to lose something you already have. Gimel, whenever it's for tzorech ha'moed, even if it's not for food. Dalid, whenever you want to help someone who doesn't have food to eat. That's right. Poel she'en lo ma'yochal. Hey is tzorche rabim, whenever you're doing something for the rabim. So those are the cases when, in general, it's going to be mutter, even though it's a malacha. Okay. And a famous Yerushalmi, for Bi'aba Bar Mamo, says the point of Chol HaMoed is to enjoy it with food and drinking and learning Torah. And he says if people don't learn Torah, then and all they're doing is fooling around and just wasting time. He would have asered all the malachos on Chol HaMoed just like Yom Tov. So, anyways, should we stop or do one more halacha? We'll just do a couple halachas and then we'll stop. Tavkuf Lamed Aleph. Tavkuf Lamed Aleph. Dine Giluach b'Chol HaMoed. So, getting haircuts. Aleph, mitzvah legaleach be'erev yom tov. It's a mitzvah to get haircuts, to shave, erev yom tov. Now the ikkar shaving that we're talking about is referring to the hair, but we'll get to beards shortly. But it applies to both. Beis, ein megalchin b'moed. We do not get haircuts or shave during Chol HaMoed as well. Afilu in gilach kodem moed. Even if you did get a haircut or shaved right before the holiday, it continues. It's also usher during. And the whole point is, we don't want people to not take care of themselves ahead of time, push things off for Chol HaMoed. I'm busy now, and then when Chol HaMoed comes, then I'm going to be busy taking care of all my regular needs. So that's the reason why it's a mitzvah to do it before, and the usher doing. They also are doing it during. Now, Pashto says, most learn, even if you did shave or get a haircut before, it's usher during, what's it called? Even if you did, it's also usher during. And it applies to both hair and to beards, but I will point out the Rabbeinu Tam says it's mutter, that if you did get a haircut before, it's mutter during. And Moshe, in Igros Moshe, he writes that if a person did shave a beard before Yom Tov, he's allowed to shave during Chol HaMoed. I think most don't, but that's his psak. And what's it called? And on Erev Yom Tov, it's best to get one in the morning, but it's mutter even after Chatzos, except for Erev Pesach. And I think we'll stop here.
Okay.